This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 14, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Solid consumer demand for available airline seats has the airlines experimenting with a new business practice, actually selling tickets for enough to cover the cost of flying the planes. Come on, admit it. As much as we like to complain that the airlines are poorly managed, or all target travelers seeking the cheapest fares, most of us are hypocrites. We get on the discount websites and shop for the best deal, buying airline travel like a commodity. The New York Times reports that commodity price is on the rise. The major airlines have increased fares 8 times since Labor Day. And we travelers haven't flinched. Demand has remained strong. There are fewer airline seats available than last year, and planes are flying much fuller. In this environment, the airlines can raise fares, and they are. And if they want to stay out of bankruptcy, they'll have to. The Times spoke with Rick Shawney, CEO of FareCompare.com, who says with fuel prices continuing to rise, we should expect to see ticket prices continue to ratchet upward. NASA made more progress Monday preparing the International Space Station for next month's arrival of the European Space Agency's Columbus module. The station's robotic crane was used to reposition the space station's docking port, moving it from Destiny module to the end of the Harmony module. That's a sort of foyer in space that was delivered by the shuttle Discovery on its most recent mission. Harmony was designed to mate with the Columbus module arriving in early December and the Japanese Kibo module, which is coming later. Finishing construction of the International Space Station and keeping it supplied will require 13 more missions before NASA retires the shuttle fleet in 2010. That tight schedule makes the latest equipment malfunction particularly unwelcome by NASA. The agency reported on its website Monday that during a spacesuit test on Friday, a trainee smelled smoke inside the suit and felt heat on the back of his neck. Until the cause can be determined, NASA has called off all spacewalks. Engineers will now have to determine where in the extravehicular mobility unit or spacewalk backpack that smoke originated. This is not minor troubleshooting. NASA has created a mishap investigation board, and its members recommended all actual spacewalks be suspended until the matter is resolved. How serious the problem becomes will depend on whether the smoke smell is found to be something unique going wrong with that unit or a previously undiscovered bug that could affect the units in use in space. Unless you're at an air show, smoke is almost always a bad thing in aviation and aerospace. But it's especially bad news in the cargo hold of an airliner. The Associated Press reports a U.S. Airways plane being boarded at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport for a flight to San Antonio was evacuated when a suitcase in the cargo area started emitting smoke. It was comforting to know that investigators found the bag contained no explosives, but disconcerting to know the Phoenix Fire Department still hasn't figured out what was producing the smoke. As of Tuesday evening, we still hadn't heard whether the suitcase was screened in Phoenix or put on the plane at an earlier stop. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. More news of aircraft orders rolls in from the Dubai Air Show. Airbus unmasks the buyer of its first and only A380 personal jet. And it's not just the big guys who are writing orders at the show. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Dave Savini, an investigative reporter for CBS2, WBBM-TV in Chicago. Dave broke the story of massive security breaches at Chicago O'Hare in his series Fly at Your Own Risk. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.